The forfeiture approach is expanding across the state, so a driver facing a second felony DWI arrest faces loss of the car. To rate that charge, the driver has to have had a prior DWI within the last 10 years, or 3 in 15 years, or be charged with violating Leandra's law by driving drunk with a child 15 years or younger in the car. The DA says the program is being tried in Chickawauga, Orchard Park, West Seneca, and with the Sheriff's Department. County Stop DWI Director John Sullivan says it's potentially a good way to deal with those who drink and drive, with or without a license.
It's another tool that helps in the deterrence model. I mean, all of the sanctions and the fines and the license sanctions and all the trouble that people get in for driving while intoxicated, this is just another lever, another layer of punishment. And then the important part of this is that the people know that this is that they're risking their vehicle by committing this crime again.
Around a quarter of the felony cases in the DA's office are DWI cases. Sheriff Tim Howard says his deputies average one felony drunken driving case a day, and those are high alcohol level arrests. He says at the same time, the overall number of drunken driving arrests is dropping, and those arrests involve lower blood alcohol levels. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.